Major General Daniel Justin, spokesperson for South Sudan National Police Service, says fighting had continued for days this week between two groups of armed Mundare cattle keepers. He says the government sent police to the area to stop violence between cattle keepers, but the armed youth turned their guns on the police, killing one officer at the rank of first lieutenant.
There was clashes between cattle keepers in the western side of Juba. Well, police went there to address the situation. Unfortunately, they fired on us, and as a result, we lost one of our officers. After that, they ran away. We pursued them until we managed to arrest one of them, and then we seized the cattle, around 200-something.
Justin says one of the armed youth was wounded and is receiving treatment at the Juba Teaching Hospital. Residents and police says the hundreds of villagers have fled their homes following 3 days of intercommunal clashes between groups of armed Mundare youth, which began on Tuesday and continued through Thursday. Jopa resident Hanu Manas says she and her children fled their village on Wednesday with only the clothes on their backs.
Yesterday, when the shooting started, I was alone at home with my kids. So when I saw people were running, I decided to run as well. The gunshots were so heavy, this ends to the extent I ran without taking anything, just my kids. People fled separately, but I decided to go to Muniki.
Wafa James, a resident of Gurei, which is closer to the village of Jopa, says the fighting caused panic among residents to the extent that some decided not to return to their homes.
Indeed, what had happened yesterday was not good, because such incidents create fear among civilians and it makes some people lose hope. Such incidents are not supposed to happen in town. Even there are people who have left their home yesterday until today. Many people have come back to their home because they are afraid.
Major General Justin says the motive of the fighting remains unclear and stressed that the armed youth were fighting among themselves. He says police have been monitoring the situation to prevent further violence and assured residents that the police have launched an investigation into the matter and would bring all suspected criminals to justice.
So forces are on the ground. The situation became normal because it was a threat to the people who are residing the area of Jopa. So they started to run towards Juba. Generally, the situation is calm. The situation is under control and forces are on the ground.
Mana says some residents started returning to their homes today after the situation became calm. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.